Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We had a few scares come in on 30. Susan was praying the whole way. Our call to worship this morning is found in Philippians chapter 2. And Paul was writing to the Philippians and said, if there is any joy, if there is any encouragement, he said, make my joy complete by being of the same mind. And he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who, being the very form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be selfishly held on to, but he emptied himself. And he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, those on the earth, above the earth, and under the earth, the demons themselves will one day admit that he is God. And he says, because this is true, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So as we come to worship this morning, let's be thankful that we have a Savior who did not selfishly hold on to staying in heaven, but he came to this earth and he suffered and bled and died for our salvation, for his glory, but for our salvation. And that's why we worship this morning. Father, we thank you for this snow and the opportunity to be here this morning. We see the glory of nature in the snow, and we see, Lord, that you did not stay in heaven, but you came to this earth, and you suffered, and you bled, and you died for us. May we worship you this morning, because we have a great Savior. In your name we pray. Amen.